The Haines Assembly advances an ordinance that could create new police service areas. And the Haines School Board adjusts its policy on settling balances for school lunches. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. The Haines Assembly is moving forward with an ordinance that could result in a ballot question this October. The public still has time to weigh in on the measure presenting a way forward on police service areas. At a meeting Tuesday, the Assembly had two ordinances related to police service in front of them. The first would create an on-call police service area. Alaska State Troopers withdrew its only blue shirt officer from the Chilkat Valley in 2017. That officer used to patrol outside the Haines town site. After unsuccessful attempts to regain an officer, the local government is trying to figure out the best way to provide for the safety of residents throughout the borough. Assemblymember Heather Lendy said it's important to hear what residents in these areas have to say about what kind of police presence they want.
The only way that we can answer the people who have asked for some level is to give them an opportunity to vote on it. And I think we should give them an opportunity to vote on the type of protection that they would like.
The ordinance would make way for on-call police service. This was the first public hearing, but the Assembly made a couple amendments to the measure. It voted unanimously to indicate services may include traffic control or enforcement, or patrols based on scheduled events, citizen complaints, or requests. The on-call element means these services would be in response to verbal or written reports. The Assembly also voted to split the new police service area into three separate areas. There would be one for the Haines Highway Corridor, one for Mud Bay, and another for Lutac Road. Lendy moved to amend the ordinance.
I recognize that this could be a challenge for staff and how we vote on it, but I think it's a better way to do it because I think there may be certain areas that want it, certain areas that don't, and they're fairly distinctive.
The amendment passed unanimously. With it came another change. Instead of making the existing Public Safety Commission the board of directors for the new service areas, the Assembly decided there should be a board in each individual area, and they should be made up of residents in those areas. Though all of the amendments passed unanimously, there were still some mixed feelings from the Assembly. Tresham Gregg expressed concern over the cost of expanding police service.
We're going to be looking at more red markers on the budget because the police have full latitude to go and spend their time running up and down the highway for whatever.
But Stephanie Scott pushed back.
On-call police services are just that, on-call police services. They're not patrols. And so this is exactly what people up the highway in the outlying area, out Mud Bay, out Lutec, is exactly what they want.
And Tom Morfitt wanted to amend the ordinance to say on-call police services are police services in response to an imminent threat to human life. But that amendment did not pass. Right now, the measure calls for funding the new service areas through a property tax and potential grants. The ordinance is up for a second public hearing on August 21st. If it's passed by the Assembly, the question of whether to create new service areas will go to voters on the October ballot. The Assembly voted to postpone indefinitely a second ordinance to amend charter, establishing police departments as an area-wide power. The Haynesboro School District is changing its policy on outstanding payments for school meals. That was one topic of discussion at the school board meeting on Tuesday. KHNS's Henry Leisha has more.
The board voted to adopt AR 3555, which outlines procedures for settling balances for school meals. According to Haines School Principal Renee Martin, some past accounts have racked up as much as $800 worth of unpaid meals over the school year.
It's become a problem with the money owed to the school district. So we're going to try to be out ahead of this and making sure that we're, you know, staying with it with our families and keeping them, helping them realize the level of their balance so that we're not getting up into the $500, $800 account balances that are... then people are trying to make payment plans or trying to do other things. It is it's become a problem.
Negative account balances greater than $100 will be forwarded to the superintendent at the end of each month. If payment arrangements are not made for balances exceeding $100, those accounts could be closed from the regular meal program. If an account is closed, the district will provide a lower-cost alternate meal. Here's Martin.
I don't plan on micromanaging the lunchroom to the extent that it's like, oh no, this kid is at 105. It's a place for us to start. It's a place for us to get parents. And if we get to that point, then we'll have to go there. But it's like, I am really feeling that we can be preventive here and not have to resort to this level. But we have to have something in place so that we can say, look, parent, I'm really sorry, but this is what we're going to have to do.
Although the policy aims to avoid large outstanding balances, it also makes clear that no student will be denied a school meal because of inability to pay. Applications for free and reduced meals can be submitted at any time and are available on the district's website and from food service staff. The school board also approved a contract for a superintendent mentorship at the meeting Tuesday. Under the contract, former interim superintendent Rich Carlson will provide assistance to Superintendent Roy Getchell during his first few months on the job. Carlson will receive compensation for on-site visits as well as remote mentoring services as needed. The contract term runs from July 1st to December 31st, 2018, with total compensation not to exceed $8,000. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
The Chilkoot Trail is closed to all use until further notice. The Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park made the decision today due to flooding conditions along the Taya River. According to a press release from the park, flooding from the Taya submerged sections of the trail with hazardous, swift-flowing, waist-deep water. The National Weather Service in Juneau issued a flood warning for the area on Wednesday afternoon. The park will reassess trail conditions on Thursday morning. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.